Hey guys, special guest host for one of the player profiles. I wanted to make sure that we didn't forget about this one. So we've got a little bit of a special guest, you know, trying to fill in the reserve slot in case anyone catches COVID, can't make it, or has a wedding to go to. Very sorry, Gibbo. Special guest, Tristan French. So he's about 50-50 in terms of actually playing the event, but wanted to make sure we get this profile in too. So welcome, Tristan.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Very good. I don't know about the whole reserve player. I thought I was, you know, a special guest invite, but...
Yeah, that counts too. Yeah, special yes. guest, one of those every time. So you're it, mate. This is number four. So there's three before this. So, I mean, you don't have very much previous experience in terms of some of these faction mages. So we'll be able to skip a few of those questions, which is great. So maybe we'll just jump straight in. Tell us a little bit about yourself with relation to Magic. I know I've given it a little bit of a taste of how I got into it, which is similar to you. But yeah, let me know.
Yeah, me and the fiancée, your lovely sister, were out one anniversary when we were younger in the city. I went to take her to a teddy bear store where the old Good Games used to be. Mm. And I saw a bunch of people doing a bunch of cool stuff. So when she went and got her makeup done, I went in and I said, hey, what's going on here? The store owner gave me like one of the starter decks and I played against someone's, I think it was like a draft or a sealed perhaps, and I dominated and I thought, wow, I'm the next prodigy at this game, clearly.
They sucked you in for sure.
And they baited me. And then I ran back home and I showed you and...
Yeah, the rest is history, hey? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've had a bit of a break, you know, sold the majority of your cards for what, 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah, probably. Oh, I haven't really played since I started working full time, so it's probably closer to 6.
Yep, and so it's, a bit of a modern resurgence. So you played for about 3 years, had about a 6-year break, and that's pretty standard for Magic players, and I guess you're fired up and ready to get back into it. So, I mean, that's obviously really exciting. So maybe just tell me about any success you've had in some of the events. I know I personally have a story.
I don't have too much success. I used to be known, I guess, as like 2-2 Friday. I've tried my hand at a lot of things, and typically what I do is I get a deck that's really good and then change it. Which doesn't seem to work that well, but, you know, it's an ongoing battle.
So that's fairly standard.
A couple of wins here, a couple of losers there. Just basically 2-2 all round.
My favourite still to date was the WMCQ, where I'm certain that if you just stuck around for 2 more hours, you would have top-8ed. I think you were 4-0 at the time, and you just decided you'd had enough magic for the day and went home at 4-0. It was the most Tristan French thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think it was 4-1.
That's even funnier then. So you would have only had to stick around for an hour.
Yeah, no, I was just like, nah. You know what, boys? Like, I just want to either win it all. I couldn't go like, what, 4-2? That's just weird. For me, if it was 3-3, it would have been 4-1, but, or 0-6 would have been more likely. But yeah, nah, that was pretty good. But I think I've played in a couple of big events, but I did a legacy event down Dandenong once. And I think that's going to be a precursor to Highlander because I went in there not knowing anything with a bunch of really good players and got absolutely stomped. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's a good feeling. I've done one of those. So yeah, over the years, I think you'd say you probably played a lot of Legacy and a lot of constructed formats. I know we played a lot of Standard together. Towards the end, played a lot of Modern, and you played a little bit of Legacy there in the middle as well. So maybe we'll just jump straight into it and talk about maybe some of the Highlander experience you've had.
It just seems like a fun format, to be honest. Like, it's kind of one of those things that, yeah, you've got these expensive as cards rolling around, but then you've also got some funny things happening, and I just really like it. It seems like a really good vibe. Seems like it's like constantly changing. People can do really cool things. So yeah, it's happy days. I think it was on one of the podcasts I was listening to saying it was a bit untapped. I think maybe it was Leo that was saying it. And it does really seem like that kind of little gem, you know, in the dirt that's just a nice, fun-looking format that, you know, maybe I'll get my hands into, like, making a goblin deck or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There would definitely be enough goblins. I'm just wondering if there are enough good goblins, yeah?
Oh, every goblin's a good goblin, mate.
Sure. So I know we've played a little bit of Highlander together individually. I think we helped to kind of fade the deck into kind of what you were playing in Legacy, and I think that's going to be good for you going into it. Are you feeling confident for Highlander?
Oh, not at all. It seems really skill-based, and the deck, I'm sure, could be really good, but I've still got to figure out how to kind of pilot it properly. It's going to be like, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a tricky one as well, not knowing, I guess, like a lot of the cards that people play, what to kind of care about, what not to care about. Because it seems like in Highlander, you should care about everything because you don't. And then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, he's coming back from the graveyard. I gained 3 life. I've put a land in play. I've drawn a card. And you're like, well, that's just cool. And they're like, oh, it's a 6/6. All right, excellent.
Yeah, Ura's a tasty boy. So I think maybe we'll spend half an hour and I'll just punch through all the combo decks for you because maybe the lose on the spot cards might be a little good workshop for you and I to have a bit of a chat about.
Yeah, that's the... we'll or you can just keep beating me for the next, you know, 7 days.
That's it. That'll feel good for my ego. Maybe that's what we'll do.
Yeah, it can be like when they get a team play. You know, Meme Machines, that movie with Adam Sandler, they like get them to play against someone who's pretty trash just to boost your ego up.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, it sounds good.
Sounds good for both of us. Yeah, can't go wrong. So tell me a little bit about your experience with Vow Draft. I know you've actually done quite a number of drafts. I was actually kind of impressed to see that high number. I can tell you there's a lot of people in the faction that haven't even opened up one draft at all. So yeah, tell me a little about that.
Well, I've done a fair bit on MTG Arena. I think I'm sitting just below Mythic at the moment.
Oh, very nice.
It's a bit of a struggle because it's one of those kind of draft settings where it can go a few either ways. So it's just not getting caught out in the middle of two what could have been good decks and then just having something trash. You know, it's better to do something shit well than do something well shit. So
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of find the balance is with that. I think removal's like massively key. But yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be really interesting. I have a feeling that I'm going to do absolutely trash because when we played at yours with the modern, hadn't looked at it, I just forced it. I'm like, madness. But I know how to do that and I'm forcing it. Whereas this, it's like there's too many options. So I think I'll just go plain white weenies.
Oh, that could be good. Just get a couple of 2-1s going. So if you could pick one card to open in the first pack, what would you pick?
Oh, Slime Boy, for sure.
Which one's that?
Slug Boy, sorry.
Oh, the Soxtral. Yeah.
That's probably
a pretty good one to open.
Mate, there's been a few times we open that on Arena and then you play it and it's just like, good game. Bang. Yeah.
On the spot.
And you're like, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah, it seems really, really good, especially like that you can get to that curve pretty frequently as well, because it doesn't seem like a very fast draft format.
It's only fast if you don't do anything for the first couple of turns, then you just lose. If you're doing stuff, it doesn't even need to necessarily be good stuff. Yeah, totally.
Exactly, 100%. So I think like there's a few of those really big bombs that are kind of just like GG. I mean that white-black 2-colorless dude that like is a 4/4. He dies. He's seems pretty busted to me. There's like what a couple of ways that you can remove him or maybe go over the top of him, but yeah, I think things like that could be really, really good. But also if you open it up like pack 2 or pack 3 and you're not in those colors, it's gonna
jam it in. Just go the full color.
Just jam it in. Yeah, no, I've tried that on MTG Arena, mate. Oh, I'm telling you right now, it's not worth it.
Good. That's a good lesson I learned before before the tournament. So I mean, obviously, really, really happy to have you here. I'm mostly surprised because I actually had nothing to do with it. So that's quite nice.
You can be honest.
I'm dead set. You came to one draft and impressed the faction leadership. It's not bad.
I know you've paid him. It's my 30th present.
Yeah, I've paid him off. Yeah, big money. So I know you don't necessarily know most of the team, but who do you think will win it?
Oh, I don't know, mate. It's messed up when you're listening to these great, excellent podcasts, and you know, players like Jono don't really get a huge mention. You've got like Gary doesn't get a huge mention, and you're kind of just like Alex, Kyle, like all these players are like absolutely phenomenal. So it's a bit just like, oh my gosh, these are some pretty freakishly good. I don't know. I think there's something a bit special about Kyle. You know, I think that kid just, when we were drafting at yours and then when we did the sealed, it's just annoying when you know someone's going to be better than you and like, he's just like, yeah, mate, you can't do anything here. And it's just like, fuck, this sucks. It's like, but my deck's like really good. He's like, yeah, but like, doesn't matter. It's like, but the deck's, it should just win. He's like, nah. It's like, shit. Yeah. So it's like one of those things. I don't know. I reckon I could see Gary winning it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Just like flexing really hard. He was always like very calm and, you know, knew a lot when we were playing. Back in the day, I can remember that. He just always had that kind of like calming presence no matter what he was doing. If Jono fires up and like gets into his rage zone, I think that's pretty healthy for him and I could see him taking it.
Great.
And then I think the, you know, under the radar bloke, Braden's just going to, you know, sneak into that top eight.
All right. So we got Braden on the dark horse. And what are we saying, a Jono Gary final?
I reckon Jono Gary.
Yeah, and who wins?
I think Jono will win the first, tilt on the second, and then lose the third. Yeah.
Perfect. So we've got Gary in the first, and who's going to come ninth?
That's a tough one. I reckon Chiss.
Oh, yeah, Chiss will definitely come ninth. And I'll beat him in the last
round. Will definitely come ninth. Yeah.
Perfect. So, I mean, we're at the 11-minute mark, which is fantastic. So we've got a bit of time. So is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Let the listeners know about yourself, fire up for this event, call anyone out?
Oh, I think I want to call out Chiss. I've changed my mind. Chiss is kind of like, you want to call him out, but he's kind of like that Krillin factor. I want to call out Kyle because, like, I would love to get a win off him, like a proper win. There was just something frustratingly about, like, making play mistakes to him and stuff like that was just a killer. I think that, like, I got really lucky when I played at yours with what I drafted.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think just getting that win off Kyle would be really bloody pleasant.
Sometimes it's more important than winning the whole event, right?
Yeah, well, I think I'm just going to beeline straight to him. I'll be like, sorry, mate, your table's this way. And I'll be like, sorry, I'm blind. I can't see it, so I'm playing this guy.
Yep, perfect. Yep. Well, maybe you can get that W over him on the Friday night draft and, you know, use that momentum to take down the whole thing, mate.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's been really nice being invited to this. It's actually really cool to see such a good collection of people that are all really bloody good at the game. So it's just nice to be invited. Even if I don't get to play this Saturday, it will just be fun to watch.
Yep.
There's something about watching people that are really good at what they're doing. And it's a really good vibe. I know that, like, the first game against Hoods, he was fantastic. And then when I was playing against Alex, he really helped clarify things, but still let it remain competitive, if that makes sense. And that's where something I've always found hard to be competitive and be over the top nice. I think it's like a really lovely balance from the people. So it's exciting stuff to kind of watch and, come along to.
Yeah, that's great, mate. And we're very, very happy to have you. So I think what I'm hearing is some nice things about Hoodie, which we can't have on this podcast, especially when I'm on the host. So we're going to have to say some mean things about Hoodie.
I don't get that. Hoodie is lovely. Hoodie is so nice.
That's why we've got to give it to him, you know?
Well, is that actually why I give it to him? Just a really lovely bloke.
Yeah, that's why. Just cause.
How dare you? He's so nice and successful and all these nice, successful people in here. Just what?
Just an editor's note to Ian, mate. Just cut out that last couple of minutes, mate. Perfect.
Yeah, just like all these people. Gosh.
Awesome, mate. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. We'll keep it short and sweet unless there's anything else you wanted to say.
No, not at all. Thanks for having me on.
Perfect. All right, legend, good luck on the weekend. As long as you don't beat me, I hope you beat everyone else.
Oh, God, I hope I beat you. That'd be so good. I'll get it tattooed on my bloody back. Beat
2-0.
This date. Yeah, 100%. Done.
All right, mate.
Lock it in.
I will see you then, mate. Good luck. And, we'll see how it goes.
All right, cheers. Ciao.
Bye, Carl.